I think we will see a lot of advancements with mRNA. And the good thing, after the success of COVID, it is that right now we have a substantial wave of companies, biotechs and big pharmas, that are working on mRNA. A lot. And they are working on multiple applications of mRNA. So I think the first things that I'm hopeful to see it is other vaccines, other than COVID. A flu vaccine with mRNA, a shingles vaccine with mRNA, other vaccines with mRNA.
If people have taken the shot through coercion, pressure from the workplace, misinformation, whatever that is, and now they're saying, what do I do now? What would you tell them to do?
Well, that's why we were away quite a while, because Dr. Tracy Straup and I, naturopathic doctor for Get Healthy Store, and I actually put together an entire six class series where we educate people on how to detox all the shots. So the very simplest thing to do first is never get another shot, because everybody says, oh, you took the shot. Well, wait a minute, you took the shot last year. You took the shot the year before. You took the shot the year before, because every single year, out come the pumpkins and out come the untested, unsafe flu shots at your grocery store. So the most important thing you can do now that we know, none of the shots have ever been tested. None of the shots, all of the shots are warp speed. All of them are deadly and all of them are dangerous. Oh, so you think, well, wait a minute, I'm still here. How good is God's immune system if we've been inoculating people with poison since all liability was removed in 1986 from the vaccination schedule? So look how good our immune systems are that we're not a lot sicker. So the easiest way to detox the shot is the mark of the beast is your brain, is realize God's given us everything we need for our immunity and never, ever, ever again get another shot.
And I'm taking notes here. I'm going to add a clip at the end of today's interview, because the CEO of Pfizer was sitting down with Klaus Schwab saying that in the future they want to put mRNA in everything, flu shots and all other kinds of shots. And I'll play the clip so people can see that. So you're just saying, step one, don't take any other shots. Is that an accurate statement here?
Absolutely, because the flu shots right now at every drugstore, every shot you're getting is going to be an mRNA shot, you know, a manufactured, not a little M like God, messenger RNA to decode our own genome. Not that message, but the messenger RNA, the toxic synthetic, you know, XMRV, foreign xeno manufactured retrovirus called SARS-CoV-2. So they're humanizing these and they're going to change them for every single shot. The flu shot that you'll get in a store right now is another experiment just like they've done. And they're lying to everyone. Don't go in a drugstore with a pharmacy, or you get shot without even knowing it as it shed and spreads on you. Don't go.
So you're saying, and again, I'm just making sure I'm clarifying, because you are so well-versed in this. A lot of our listeners are hearing some of this for the first time. You're saying if you had to predict future shots, flu shots are going to have some sort of mRNA modifying technology in it.
They already do. And
they have before.
Absolutely. For decades, we've been lied to.
Wow. Okay. And again, I'm sorry to belabor things that might seem to you like Captain Obvious. I'm taking notes. I think a lot of listeners are going, what? Okay. So step one, don't take the COVID shot. Step two, don't take other flu shots. Step three, you've been pouring your heart into this. I mean, I've talked to you a little bit offline and to people who've been working with you behind the scenes. You've been really putting in a lot of energy into providing solutions for people. I mean, you kind of hunkered away for 6 weeks, 7 weeks to really put together some powerful solutions. Where can people go? Where do they need to go to find this information?
Well, actually, the powerful solutions, the classes we put together and the Substack we put together are all on therealdrjudy.com, therealdrjudy.com. And there's, you know, the Substack is at therealdrjudy.substack, however it goes. But you'll find the links, you'll find the newsletter, that we put out every week that explains every bit of this and shows you how all the shots, not just others, flu shots, MMR, polio, they've been so contaminated so long. And we've known this. And that's the great opportunity in people waking up is, you know, look how good we look. We've gone along around the world. They've shed on us. For the last 2 years, we've gone around the world in the Reawaken America. And what we showed you in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, the Dallas Buyers Club. So we're the Dallas Buyers Club, Jesus. you know, and that's what we're doing. We're providing the solutions through our new ministry called Light Dove Ministries. So not only did we set up an education course, lightdoveministries.com is your one-stop shop for Christian and godly regulation of your immune system, godly healing from all of this, products that we know works, detox ideas, education classes. We put it all together for you right there on the website. And we're putting out Substacks every single day. Cardio Miracle, as you know, we've talked about in our various tours, the Micron Silver products, the hemp, Zevzelenko Z-Stack Plus, that's our hemp mind and body cannabis formulation that adds cannabis CBD healing to Zevzelenko Z-Stack. So we've put the nutritional products in the natural products according to God, free of glyphosate, free of poison, free of anything that's in the oral shots, with the message that we gave there in Mannheim, which was vaccination is not immunization, it's sterilization. So the t-shirt I have on right now it says very clearly, I'm not vaccinated, I'm immune. And so I'm immune no matter. I've got the antibodies, as we show on the slides. We've got the natural products. We've got even drugs that I've made in the past that actually work and we can use in every person at the lowest dose. We can personalize these protocols. That's what we put into our education protocols. And we're creating entire new alternative systems. So all doctors have access to these medicines. All doctors, all practitioners, all nurses have what they need to heal the people who are willing now to come to Jesus and say, okay, I made a mistake. And I'm ready to hear that the cult of scientism and with the high priest, Tony Fauci, he's gone. We don't have to worry about the high priest, but we should have never concerned ourselves with him because he's not our God. And we don't bow any knee to any God other than Jesus Christ. And that's how our country runs. And that's what we've been denied. And we see it all coming back every single day with other educational groups. So I'm really encouraged that, I know God wins. I know love wins, but unconditional love is actually absolutely all we can do. So everyone who comes to us will get that no judgment, unconditional love, but they have to come to a place where they can repent. That's why we use 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, if they turn to Jesus, repent 180 degrees, not 360. Don't ask me for a simple solution. Ask me for 180 degrees, completely the opposite of everything we've been told for most of our lives. For you, you're a young man. You're not 40, right?
I'm 42 now. I think your birthday's
November 4th.
Before 42, November 5th. Yeah. So, You know, I want to make sure I'm getting this, make sure you know that I'm learning something here. One, you're saying, hey, read 2 Chronicles 7:14. Let's do that. I put that on the show notes. Two, you're saying, hey, do not take any more shots because it's probably mRNA modifying nanotechnology or mRNA modifying technology in flu shots in the past, and there's probably going to be mRNA flu technology in the flu shots in the future, I believe. And then you have solutions here for us at therealdrjudy.com. I'll put a link to it. And I think you also mentioned lightdoveministries.com. Is that right? Lightdoveministries.com?
That's correct. And you'll see that link on the website as well, because Light Dove Ministries is a 508 private membership association. So when you sign up, then you have access to all the healing. You have access to all the healers who are living biblically, as we are only asking others to do. So it's all right with us if you bow down to the cult of Tony Fauci and scientism, which has nothing to do with science. It's a cult. Right. And we don't have to obey a God other than our God. When you go to those places and when you see, we will give you that unconditional love. We will do everything in our power to bring that love and healing to you and give you that confidence that we've got everything we need, as long as GMO, genetically modified organisms, not food, not injection or ingestion. And it's all the shots, polio shots. Every single shot is poison. Not Wow. one has ever been tested on the schedule since 1986. So know that anything that is injected has been poisoned. We know that now. Tony Fauci's admitted it. The whole government has admitted it. So that's the big push to inject you as quickly as possible so that they can deny it. Wow. But regardless, if you got that last shot yesterday, you can turn back today. And as long as there's breath, there's life. We can help you heal.
Now, for anybody out there that is looking right now, they're going, okay, I'm looking for a specific product at therealdrjudy.com for someone who specifically, you know, did take the COVID shots. Maybe they just got the updated flu shot or something, you know. What I'm going to do today is, for anybody who buys anything from you at all, if they will text me proof of purchase that they bought something from your store, I'll make sure they're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass at the upcoming Reawaken America Tour in Nashville. So people, if you buy anything at all from Dr. Judy, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. So you can come back there and meet Eric Trump and Kash Patel and so many of these great doctors and Jim Brewer, the comedian. So what is the specific product that somebody should be getting if they just took the updated flu shot or the COVID-19 shot?
Well, there are a couple that I like best, but of the two, I'd say are absolutes. I do Nutritional Frontiers Proline Greens, which has chlorophyll, spirulina, the dimethylglycine we always show you to really detox these shots and restore. And then I add to that the powder called Cardio Miracle, which is beet powder, which relaxes the endothelium, the vasculitis. So Cardio Miracle and Proline Greens in a drink every day. Huh. I also do one called Immune Formula 200, which is another powder. So I put three powders in my drink every day. And that three powder drink gives you all the basic nutritional foundation you need for your own body's immune system to heal from the shots.
And we can get that at therealdrjudy.com. And again, someone was driving, Dr. Judy. Could you repeat one more time what the product is? Because I know someone was driving and they're going to leave a comment in the Rumble notes wanting to ask me what that product was again.
Proline Greens, Nutritional Frontiers,
okay.
Cardio Miracle, an Immune Formula 200, IF200. So I make it into a single drink. There are three little powders that you put in. I put it in my coffee. Sometimes I put it in hot water, cold water. You know, my Dr. J here, Jesus tea, coffee cup, my Christmas present. That's what we do. Those three things are a powdered drink every single day. It's a fabulous combination.
Thank you so much for working with my crazy schedule today, and I'm so glad to have you back on. And again, folks, you can get those products. I'll put at the end of today's show, I'll put on the screen the names of those products, and you can find those at therealdrjudy.com. And again, folks, if you buy anything and you use, if you text me proof of purchase, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour to meet the great speakers. Dr. Judy, thank you so much for working with my crazy schedule today, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, happy new year, and we'll see you in Nashville.
All right, take care, Chief. Bye-bye. Annie, I want to ask you this, and by the way, for anybody out there that doesn't know, this is Annie. She's a great American. I'm in here all day recording. She's talking to great people that are attending the Reawaken America tour, media, vendors, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. How often do people ask you, hey, I know someone who took the COVID-19 shots. Do you have a solution? How often do you hear that kind of question?
A couple times a week, I would say. I mean, not maybe they don't ask that question, but they're talking about it.
Is it a common thing you hear people discussing what to do after they've taken the shot and now they discovered that what's in it?
Yeah, I'm on some Telegram channels and there's a lot of chit chat about that. What do I do now?
And then Stu Peters put up this documentary, by the way, great job, Stu Peters, put up this documentary called Died Suddenly. Mm-hmm. And have you seen it yet? Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people watched it and said, uh-oh. Because they already took the shot.
Right.
Did you try to warn anybody to not take the shot who then did take the shot?
Yes. I threatened my children. I would. Yeah. They get nothing.
And so I want people to know this. There is RNA modifying nanotechnology in the shots. And if you don't believe me, just go to timetofreeamerica.com. And timetofreeamerica.com, you can see all the technology that's in the shots. If you want to see the patents, you can go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. And before we introduce today's guest, I'm going to play this video clip here, Annie. And this is this video clip features people that are credible, people that are well-known, describing what is inside these COVID-19 shots. So here we go, folks.
I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I think with enough with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence.
Do you have any concerns, Annie? Again, not as a doctor, but just as a person who, loves Jesus. Do you have any concerns about Elon Musk, who owns one of the largest mRNA manufacturing facilities on the planet, saying that you can turn someone into a freaking butterfly?
Yeah.
With the right DNA sequence using mRNA?
Yeah.
Is it bothersome?
Yeah.
Is it alarming?
Anybody that wants to mess with our DNA, yeah.
Okay, let me keep playing here. Let me keep going here.
So this story really starts with DNA. You probably know that DNA is the code of life that gives cells the ability to function, gives organisms the ability to develop. Imagine that we had a tool whereby we...
World Economic Forum, their logo is 666. Jennifer Doudna is explaining how this mRNA technology works.
Actually fix individual mutations in DNA, much like you would do with a word processor to cut and paste and edit text. What if we had a text editor for DNA in cells? And it turns out that now we do. We were able to engineer this as a two-component system, a single protein and a single RNA that provides scientists with the ability to program this enzyme as a molecular scalpel to cut double-stranded DNA at sites that are directed by this piece of RNA.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden.
This is Peter McCullough. Dr. Peter McCullough is joining us on the Reawaken America tour in Nashville, Tennessee. Dr. Peter McCullough.
That is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Is that bothersome there?
Yes.
Okay, let's continue.
There's a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism. Mm-hmm. And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy, transhumanism. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point.
Using CRISPR, you could actually change the DNA that would determine your baby's eye color.
Okay, so we have some disturbing clips about what's inside the shots. And without any further ado, it's time to introduce today's guest, Dr. Jason Dean. Welcome onto the Thrive Time Show. How are you, sir?
Clay, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. I'm doing well. And Annie, hi, how are you? I haven't seen you in a little while.
I know. Good to see you.
Hey, I was talking to Dr. Jason Dean a lot here and been talking to him and been saying, you know, what can we do? What is something our listeners, what's a solution we could provide our listeners if they've already taken the shots? Or if they know someone who has taken the shot, and now you're having people have all sorts of issues related to the spike proteins. And that kind of goes over my head. I can just report factually what's in the shot. So Dr. Jason Dean, do you have any solutions? Or are there any solutions?
No, absolutely. So I first have to be transparent on this. For the last 2 years, we were just like you guys telling everyone not to get this thing done. And then the movie came out, Died Suddenly, and I'm very thankful for it. But I also had some anger on it because I was like, okay, like 15 million people have watched this, but we were trying to tell everybody for 2 years not to do this. And now everyone's alarmed. And I actually had to, I'm glad this actually happened because I had to kind of get with God a little bit and go, okay, get out of the anger of this, because obviously at this point, we just need to help people. We need to find something. We need to do things to actually help people, because I can't change what happened from that standpoint, but now we can actually move into what can fix it. So, and then the solution starts popping up. And so we have several different problems here, because obviously DNA has been changed. That's a whole deeper level we got to go on at some point. We're working on that. But from a cardiovascular standpoint, we obviously have a spike protein, a foreign protein that's been entered into the body. So we have a spike protein issue. We have a heart inflammation issue from a myocarditis, pericarditis standpoint. But we also have a clotting issue. So now keep in mind, cardiovascular disease is the number one disease on the face of the planet, still outdoing cancer. And then diabetes is third in line. Those are both cardiovascular situations. And so I talk with my scientists from companies we work with, and I only work with physician grade supplements, meaning as a doctor, chiropractic, and doing nutrition, we don't deal with stuff off the store counter. Not that there's not good ones out there, but we're looking for something that's so high level, so potent that it's going to go in and start knocking things out. And so we found some really good stuff. And this product, it's called More Than Cardio Support, which you'll have the link there, but you can actually literally go to bravetv.store/clay, or you can just go to bravetv.store and put in the promo code clay. We have it backed up both ways. Let me tell you what's in this. So we have 6 herbal extracts and then 6 essential enzymes that are designed for cardio support, lowering inflammation, and then attacking. Here's a key word. Attacking foreign proteins and clots. So we have pine bark extract. A lot of people have heard about that, and it was going around, hey, take some really great pine bark tea. Okay, that's a great start. However, pine bark tea, it's not enough. It's not a high enough dosage potency to go after this thing. So we have 95% pine bark extract in this. So what that's going to do, it lowers glucose levels, so also for diabetics. It staves off infections, which is obviously massive, and it reduces inflammation. There's turmeric extract in here. So we're actually lowering the platelet aggregation. What that means is ultimately we're reducing the risk of clots forming more, because obviously this thing goes in, it actually starts making spike proteins now, go faster
real
with
quick,
clots.
Quick,
go ahead.
Quick timeout. So are you tracking Annie with what he's saying?
Yes.
Okay. Cause I just know that people reach out to us and they say, I've already taken the shots. What can I do? So you're saying, just to be, I'll make sure I'm sorting this out. You're saying you can't stop the DNA altering effects of these mRNA technology shots, but this particular solution that you're recommending, and I'll put a link on the show notes, could help reduce the risk of myocarditis or cardiovascular issues. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So long-term, we want to work on that potential DNA change, obviously. But right now, we need to slow it down and we need to start preventing, because obviously these clots are building up. So exactly right. We're going to stop as much as we can. And we're going to keep preventing and slowing that down. Now, keep in mind, there's also resveratrol in here, which obviously actually makes the blood vessels expand and contract, which is actually a good thing. You want them expanding and contracting. Now, there's 2 parts of the physics of blood that you need to know about. One is that arteries are like a hose. Right? Hoses expand and contract. That's what is supposed to happen. Clots are backing up, right? So these spike proteins, there's a viscosity of blood. I don't know if you ever watched like a NASCAR race or an oil commercial, and they talk about viscosity of the oil, right? So your heart is pumping. There's a viscosity of that blood. Your blood can get thicker. It can get thinner. That's why people get put on blood thinners. Now, right now, what's happening in the vaccinated or anybody even that's around this stuff that's getting shed on or that, you know, bodily fluids exchanged, is you're actually getting a thicker blood that is going to lead to potential problems with clotting. So what happens is we have enzymes like lumbokinase, which goes in there, lipase that goes in there, and actually start battling against, they start to dissolve those clots. They start preventing those clots, which is huge. So not only stop it, and anybody out there who has a cardiovascular issue, this is for you anyway, but if you've had vaccinations, anybody out there who their families had vaccinations, this is going to go in, and we're going to attempt to slow this down and prevent from going forward. Now, obviously I can't promise anything here, but we at least need solutions on how to make this slow itself down. Obviously there's ginkgo biloba in here, which also, by the way, when people have strokes, a lot of strokes happen in the brain, right? And also neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, things like that. This has really strong ginkgo biloba in it. So not only are we lowering the possibility of these strokes in the brain and other parts of the body, but we're also building the brain back up. Like, this is ultimately not only just a prevention and battling back against this problem, but we're also trying to build the person back up.
I'm going to go to the documentary for a second, Died Suddenly. For everybody who hasn't seen this, I would consider Jason Dean as one of the most awake individuals. Annie, you've been stuck knowing me for a couple of years now. You know, this is basically all I talk about, right? All day, every day. I try to tell everyone, do not take the RNA modifying nanotechnology shots. And yet a lot of people did, and now they're going, uh-oh. So let me go ahead and again, this is called Died Suddenly is the movie, okay? And it's produced by Stu Peters. And we're just going to pull up the trailer of this, Died Suddenly. Again, this is the movie put out there by Stu Peters. And I just encourage everyone, if you haven't seen this, I encourage you to watch it. Although it is a very troubling documentary to watch. But let's just cue up a part of it. I want to see if you can break it down, Dr. Jason Dean, a little bit of what we're seeing here. Again, if you haven't seen the documentary, watch Died Suddenly, produced by Stu Peters. It really is a disturbing, eye-opening documentary. Here we go.
Why? Why do we never believe them?
These people know. These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go onto Google and go into the news section and then type in Died Suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout, around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing it.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blamed.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this and something needs to be said. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
Why is Bill Gates involved in public health? And why does public health spend the first part telling you how the world is overpopulating?
And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event, one in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
I thought he was protected with that Pfizer.
There's a huge part of me that feels a responsibility for everything that's happened. I'm so sorry.
The doctor, after a while, came out and said, your son's dead. You can go home now.
Who knows? Young people are dying these days.
So gross, those massive clots.
to Mr. Hirschman.
When you watch this, Annie, what about this documentary to you was the most troubling part, or maybe just all of it?
Well, yeah, all of it. But it just, my heart goes out to the people that we talked to that took, you know, one or maybe two and just were blindsided, did not know, just trusted, you know, like I vaccinated my first two kids and then I started teaching special ed and I saw what can go wrong with the vax. So not with my third one, but it's people just don't know. We've trusted, you know, we've just been dumbed down and we just trust our government.
It's mind-boggling we've gotten here as a culture. Now, you've set this up to make a nice little link here. What's the appropriate way to describe this particular supplement there, Dr. Jason Dean? What's the best way to describe this?
So, Clay, this is the first supplement, honestly, that I think that we've ever been so reactive to in our world of functional nutrition and just healthcare alone. Because do you realize how hard, when I'm watching that trailer there, do you realize how hard it is when they're pulling out those long strings of clots and then you see a serum, they're flowing serum to, and you see the little clots, the specks of blood, there's a clot. When you see that, do you realize how hard it is to have something clot up that fast and clog your arteries and veins of your system? Ugh. This is an absolute genocidal bioweapon. This is the first product ever, Clay. Like it's, I'm always having a hard time believing that we're talking about this because it's the first product ever in my life from a nutritional standpoint. And I know medication in that world, they're looking at it too, that we've had to work to come out with super fast to try to stop what's occurring here. And this is the first one that I've seen. Obviously there's lots of stuff good out there that people are trying to do, but this is the first one at these potency levels. It's going in. And again, I can't promise anything because unfortunately legally they go after everybody now. They've taken away licenses all over the world, but we're going to go in and at least take a hard shot at this. This is our first jab, no pun intended, at taking out the jab and actually helping people who unfortunately got lied to and had to take this one way or another, whether it was work or travel, whatever it may be, and try to attempt to save these people's lives, but at least give them a quality of life and fight back against this tyranny.
Would it be accurate to say that you could find potentially life-changing cardio support with this supplement? Is that an accurate statement, or is there
this could be absolutely life-changing for people. We are already seeing massive changes in people. We're seeing energy through the roof, and not only that, it's not even just for people who've had the COVID vaccine and the foreign protein that's going throughout the body. People who have cardiovascular disease in general, who have deposits, who went in for surgery, who have clogged arteries, people who have diabetes. This is going to actually help turn those people around too. It's not just a one size fits all, but this was built strictly for the last year because of the COVID bioweapon.
Well, I encourage everybody here. I'll put a link right to it again. That's bravetv.store/Clay, or at checkout, you can use promo code Clay. And you get a discount on that. And Dr. Jason Dean, again, I have asked virtually every speaker on the tour, I feel like a dozen times. I've called them and said, is there anything I can tell our listeners about? And so far, you're the only presenter we've had at the Reawaken America Tour thus far who said we may have something that can help slow down the side effects of these shots. And I appreciate you answering the call and fitting me into your busy schedule tonight. Dr. Jason Dean, I'll give you the final word there, sir. What do you want to share with everybody out there today who's troubled by what they're learning about these shots?
Troubled, obviously go watch the movie if you haven't seen it, because obviously it's very eye-opening. And the fact that it's getting out to so many people is so great. But my closing is this. You have two people here. Obviously, I'm working my butt off. Our family is doing the same. We're going all over the place trying to educate people. But you have Clay here, you have Annie here, who are actually putting together these events. So if you're watching this, you know about the Reawaken America Tour, and we're going to be there in Nashville as well. But this is a time, this is the place. I mean, if we lose, this is CCP China. We are all slaves. I will not go down because I have kids. You have kids. We will fight for them. But if we're going to fight, we need a healthy America. We need people who actually can, you know, be in this battle. And ultimately to do that, you must have healthcare. You must have health. So please go out there, support the patriotic people, but listen to the education and share this as much as possible so that we can wake up. We need to wake up America faster, Clay.
I'm going to play two final clips before I let you go here, just so people can really see this. Okay.
Yeah.
Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and he has this thing called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or you call it the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution or the Great Reset. And he is stating out loud that the Fourth Industrial Revolution is here. He's openly stating this is happening now. He's saying it is now happening. It's not happening in the future. He's saying it's happening now. So let me hit play on this first clip here, folks.
And you see, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, right, just as an example, it's you who are changed. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
And here he is saying that it is happening now, this fourth industrial revolution.
The fourth industrial revolution has become a reality, not just for the pioneers, but for a broad range of people and workers. We are also seeing macroeconomic consequences, changes. Big tech companies.
He's saying, he just said, the fourth industrial revolution doesn't so much change what you're doing for a living as it changes you if you take the gene editing. He just said that, and he just said the fourth industrial revolution is, in fact, happening now. He says the fourth industrial revolution has become a reality. Final clip I want to share with you. This is Joe Biden speaking at the 2016 World Economic Forum, saying specifically out loud, he's talking about mastering the fourth industrial revolution. This is Joe Biden.
And I have to say, in my memory,
there he is, Joe Biden, Klaus Schwab. Then Joe Biden gets up on the stage, and at least you can hear the words coming out of his mouth here.
Flattered you'd ask me to keynote. There's an expression in my old neighborhood back in the United States. This may be above my pay grade. It's not above yours, though. You've written extensively on the topic that you've asked me to speak to.
Here it goes.
Mastering the fourth industrial revolution.
That's what's happening. We're living through it right now. And if it wasn't for folks like Dr. Jason Dean and Annie and all these wonderful people working to wake up America, we would be in a lot worse spot. So I encourage everybody today, take action, get involved. And if you know somebody who's taken those shots, visit that link, bravetv.store/clay. Dr. Jason Dean, thank you for carving time out for us, sir. I appreciate you and hope you have a great rest of your week there, sir. And if I don't talk to you before then, have a Merry Christmas, sir.
You as well. And just so you know, Clay, if anybody has any questions on this, I know people are concerned. I know they're worried. I know they're scared. Feel free to have them reach out to us and our team. We're here for them. Okay.
What's that website? Is it Brave TV, or where do you want them to go to if they want to learn more?
You can go to Brave TV. Let me give you an email too. It's go to support@bravetv.com and we'll handle emails as best as we can and get everything in there.
Support@bravetv.com.
Yep. We're there for you.